This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggs. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. Now, Father God, we ask that you will have thine own way. Lord, I pray for the ones that are going through mental illness right now, God. I pray for the ones that are going through silent battles, God, that they have not told anyone about. Father God, I pray that, Lord God, you will uplift their spirits, that, Lord God, you will bring them out. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray for the bereaved families and those who are going through some type of sickness on this morning. Father God, you are the Lord God that healeth thee. And Lord God, we just want to take and leave everything at the throne room of grace on this morning, knowing that, Lord God, you will fix it and you will work it out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will have thine own way. Lord, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. I just want to encourage you on this morning because God has a word for his people. I just want you to know that you are chosen and you are forgiven. And most of all, you are loved and wanted by God. Your past is over. Who you were is not who you are. There is a brand new beginning for you, a new life of purpose and blessings. From this moment, you're going up in Jesus' name. When Jesus was on the cross, you were on his mind, yes, you was. And even now, as he's seated in majesty at the right hand of the Father, Jesus is meditating for you. He is mediating. He is praying for you and cheering you on. He knows your struggles, and he knows your potential. He knows your shortcomings, and he also knows your dreams and visions. People of God, I want to encourage you to draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. And when that happens, get ready, because in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. You can't be in the presence of God without getting joyful and blessed. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And I'm reading from the NLT version. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And also in Psalm 16:11, it says, thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. I just want you to know that God loves you. Yes, he does. Some people may have walked away, but he will never walk away. Some people may have scorned, abused, talked about you, lied on you, and just given up on you. But God sees you as his child and his most significant creation at that. Yes, you are special to him. Don't you ever let anybody think that you are nothing less. You are special to God. And when the Lord looks at you, he sees all the promise and purpose that he put inside you. He sees all the plans he still has for your life. So I want you to be encouraged no matter what's going on in this world. I don't want the world to affect your relationship with God, but I want you to be encouraged that there is more for your life than what you are going through or what you see now. There is more for your life. Are you prepared to receive more? It's not too late. And you are not too far gone. I believe you are hearing this broadcast this morning because this is your time. You tired of being in and out. You are tired of hearing the water down gospel. You know there is something more for you than just what you're going through. You want more. You want to launch out into the deep. But I'm here to encourage you. This is your time. Yes, it is. Oh, my God, to thee. In the Bible, we see many iconic examples of God coming to people, singling out and using people, even going to great lengths to save and help people. This is one of those moments for you. You see, you're not too far gone that God can reach down and pick you up out of your mess, out of the pit. He will pick you up and brush you out like you've never been through nothing. You see, God is not finished. No, he's not. He's not finished with the earth yet. So therefore, he's not finished with you yet. He's not finished in your life. He's not finished in your family. He's not finished in the community. He's not finished in the nation. He's not finished yet. Yield to him on this day. Oh, my God. Jeremiah 29 and verse 11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, "But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him." God knows that you love him, and he has blessings prepared for you. He is getting ready to bless you in the midst of your naysayers. He's getting ready to bless you in the midst of your enemies. He's getting ready to bless you right in the midst of the ones that said that you will never be nothing, that you will never accomplish nothing. I tell them all the time, just keep living, and you will see what God is about to do in my life, for my family, and for the ones that are connected to me. Come on, here's somebody. King Jesus is coming back soon. Yes, he is. He said, "Look for the signs." And all the signs are here. Yes, all the signs are here. Are you the Osha? Mothers against daughters. Wars and rumors of wars. Sons against fathers. Things are happening out of the blue. The signs are here. But in these final moments of time, we're going to see great miracles in the church and a great harvest of souls. Yes, we are. Mark that down and you pay attention, because people of God, it's already happening. It is already happening in some of the people's ministry right now. God is bringing a harvest of souls to some of the ministries right now. Those who are after the souls, those who are after God's people, God is filling up the churches, the churches with hungry people that wants to serve God. He's doing it now. Glory to God. Oh, yes, the world will continue to decline, and they will continue to rebel against God, but not everyone. And watch now, as Jesus' people rise above what is going on in this world, the house of the Lord will be made the most prominent in the land, and where the power and the presence of God can be easily seen and found. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, thank you. Now, God's people, we are entering into a time of great purpose, promise, and blessing. We are the end time church, filled with the Holy Ghost, strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Come on, here, somebody. Isaiah 2:2 says, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Acts 1:8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Every bit of this message is for you. I want you to encourage your family and friends. Share Jesus with them. This is the time to be a witness about Jesus. It's not a time to be gossiping, backbiting, sowing seeds of discord. We have to share Jesus with the lost. We have to share Jesus to the ones who don't know Jesus. It is important that they know Jesus loves them too and has a glorious plan for their life. People of God, don't be selfish. Share the love of Jesus. Share the good news of Jesus. It's important that they know Jesus is coming back soon, and then it will be eternally too late to choose him if they do not receive him. So be encouraged and be blessed. This word was a divine appointment for you. Yes, it was. And the Lord's way of letting you know he is with you and his hand is on your life. With God, you will never fail.